The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, let's get going. We have a lot to cover on this Thursday night. Gerald Celente is back with us for his monthly visit. We are always grateful to spend time with Gerald. Hello, my friend. How are you? Then I'm going to bring everybody up to date on what's breaking here.
Hello, Mr. Rents. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm still here, sir, doing my best, as you are. And by the way, Trend Day, Wednesdays, how about that? Trend Day. Every day's a Trend Day. And Wednesday's Trend Day alert was quite good. And, very interesting, and we're going to talk a lot about that tonight. But just to bring all of you up to date quickly on what's going on in terms of breaking news, Fox is reporting President Trump will accept an invitation by North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to meet the White House leader. They haven't decided on the venue yet, but it'll be coming up soon. Kim extended the invitation, and the president agreed that the two would meet in May. See, March, April, May, 2 months from now. It gives two more months to Kim to keep making preparations. Kim extended the invitation, and the president agreed. That's the bottom line here. Kim Jong-un also talked about denuclearization with the South Korean representatives, not just a freeze. Interesting quotes. And jumping over to the Daily Beast, which reports, it is the furthest thing from a surprise that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has invited Donald Trump for a summit. A venue has yet to be set, and the agenda remains entirely up in the air. But Trump has accepted the invitation, according to an announcement Thursday evening by South Korea's National Security Advisor. Trump will endeavor to meet Kim and, quote, achieve permanent denuclearization, end quote, by the end of May 2018, according to the South Korean official. For more than two decades, successive North Korean leaders, first Kim Il-sung and then Kim Jong-il and now Kim Jong-un, have all sought to meet a sitting U.S. president as equals and enter comprehensive talks on the future of the Korean Peninsula. No sitting president has accepted. Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton both went to North Korea, but after their terms had ended. So there you go. That's what's new. We'll keep watching it for you. And there's some chess going on here. Don't hold your breath. I still can't see North Korea giving up its nukes. It's the only security they've ever really had since the Korean War was put on hold in 1953. But we will see. Any comments on that, Gerald?
Well, yes. I mean, I've been on your show and many others saying now, you know, since this North Korean thing's been heating up, I said, we're not concerned about it at all. If the United States attacks North Korea, say goodbye to South Korea. What is it? Yeah. The demilitarized zone is what, 35 miles away from Seoul?
That's it.
And Seoul has a population of about, the metropolitan area has a population of 24 million people. So if the United States attacks North Korea, say goodbye to South Korea and a piece of Japan. You know, so we knew that. I kept saying it's not going to be an
yeah,
issue.
You did.
And we're more concerned about what's going on in the Middle East. And when you think about it, as I, you know, make it very clear, we really have to worry about those North Koreans. I mean, they are savages. Look what they did in Iraq. They overthrew that guy Saddam Hussein.
It's unbelievable what those savages have done.
Those North Koreans, you know, you mentioned their names, you know, the grandfather and the father. They said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda.
Disgusting.
And look what they did in Libya. I mean, you remember that. They said that guy Gaddafi has to go. We don't like the way he's treating his people, I says. So look what they did in Libya and Afghanistan. I mean, North Koreans have been in Afghanistan now for how many years? 17 years. Going on 17.
Who's counting?
I mean, and they're in Somalia. You know, look at the drone strikes they keep launching all over Pakistan. They just killed 20 Afghans on Pakistan-Afghan border 2 days ago.
These
North Koreans, you can't trust them.
Not to mention the fact that the North Koreans, and especially Kim, have been supporting and creating terrorist groups in Syria and the Middle East and carrying out all manner of inhuman, barbarous executions, mass murders. Yeah, that's all North Korea.
Remember that Abu Ghraib? Remember that one in Iraq?
Yeah.
Look how they tortured those people. And look at the Korean soldiers, how they were laughing at it and making fun of them. You know, so we got to watch these North Koreans. So I think Trump is in
treacherous people.
Yeah. I mean, North Korea, you know, I've been talking about this for years. I mean, you know, the United States, you know, invaded another sovereign country with the Korean War. The pilots used the radio back. There's nothing left to bomb anymore.
Right.
So when you see these photos of North Korea, you see everything is brand new. Because everything was bombed into obliteration.
We killed 20% of their entire population.
People.
Yeah, 20%.
Yeah.
Killed them.
So, you know, it's, they know me. I mean, peace is, I don't just talk about it. I put my money where my mouth is with OccupyPeace.com. And, you know, so I'm all in favor of it. And I'm as surprised as you are, by the way, about their saying that they're going to denuclearize, because if they do, kiss North Korea could die.
I don't buy it for a second, and I'll tell you why. All you got to do is look at the last strong leader of an independent sovereign nation who decided to give up his nuclear weapons program, his biochemical weapons program, and play ball with the West and the United States. He played ball. He tried to be a good guy. He went along, and look what happened to Muammar Gaddafi.
That's right.
And Kim knows the same thing will happen to him.
And
same
they said
thing.
That. They said that. They said that's why they're getting them.
Yeah.
Because they saw the United States as their rock and Libya.
Right. So don't look for Kim to give up anything. I hope he makes Trump look like a horse's ass.
I hope they make some kind of peace and they maybe an agreement that, you know, we won't build the nuclear capacity any bigger. We'll keep it where it is.
It would be very fair and very, very reasonable
to do that. I mean, just because you have the weapon, that doesn't mean you're going to use it. That means everybody that has guns uses them.
Yeah.
And that's like saying, okay, what do they have? A couple of little slingshot nuclear weapons that can hit the United States. What do we got, 10,000 nuclear weapons that could destroy the world 30 times over? You know, so if they attack the United States, you know, they're dead.
Dead. They're beyond dead. They don't exist.
Yeah,
their DNA is gone.
Yeah.
Look. This is true, and I hope you're right. I hope Kim absolutely stands on his principles. They've been raising these people since the age of 3, since the 50s, to understand that the Americans came in, and they're coming back. All right? They're going to do it again. And now, for the first time, they've got some real defense. They deserve it. It's a free world, theoretically, and they should be able to defend themselves, and they've got that now. And I hope Kim doesn't give it up. And that's not un-American. That's real thinking and honesty.
Well, again, so. I just would like to see, you know, we've never been concerned about North Korea. You know, we've always said it. Our concerns are mostly in the Middle East, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
And for good reason. You know, Netanyahu is over in the United States. and attending the AIPAC convention, and he's being brought up on corruption charges. What a surprise, right?
Right.
And you know how I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. And
He'll go to war before he'll go to jail. You damn right.
Well, that's very well put. That's a good phrase. So he really did a number at the AIPAC meeting, declaring darkness is descending in our region, and blaming it on these areas painted in black. And he said Iran is building an aggressive empire: Iraq, Syria, Gaza, Yemen. More
he
to come.
Said that. He
I'm
said
reading.
That.
This is a quote. Yeah, he said he went on to praise Trump, saying that his administration will not accept Iran's aggression in the region. Iran's aggression in the region?
What aggression is he talking about? Is Iran bombing Syria with the Israeli Air Force? Is that who's behind those IAF jets? Is Iran helping the Israelis build their thermonuclear stockpile of 600 potentially weapons and bombs, which can be delivered by ICBM, submarine, and by the Air Force? Is that Iran doing that?
Again, you know, this is the propaganda. So this is what we're concerned about, and this is the best quote yet. This is gonna from little Chucky Schumer. You know, I'm a New Yorker. I can't stand this little boy. This little boy of nothing, a little brown noser, suck up piece of garbage crap. Yeah. And just like all of them, just to make this clear. But being a New Yorker and I got to pay taxes to support a little clown like this really gets me. So here's what he said at the AIPAC meeting. And you're not going to believe this. He goes on to say he insisted that the only reason there was no peace in the Middle East was that the Palestinians, quote, don't believe in the Torah when it says that is our land.
You're kidding. He said that.
He said that. That little, hey, Junior, come over here.
Hey, Chucky.
Don't you tell me what I should believe in, all right? Don't you dare tell me what fairy tale you believe in, I have to believe in. But we all know that God was a real estate agent and the Bible was a land deed. Chucky just said it.
Wow.
This is the stupid jerks that are running and ruining this country. There's one in a city state near you and a country near you. Name the names. May. Who do we got over there? That Macron. Who else we got?
Merkel
is back. Oh, she's wonderful, too.
Fourth term.
Yeah,
gets
Irwin,
another chance.
I mean, pick your country, pick your jerk, pick your moron.
That's right. Well said.
Could you imagine this clown saying that we don't believe in the, if you're a Palestinian and you don't believe in the Torah, how dare you? How dare you not believe in the Torah? Didn't Moses come down with 15 commandments and drop 5? I saw that in History of the World Part 1 with Mel Brooks' movie. I swear to God.
Oh, here's your headlines from Israel, that wonderful democracy today. Israeli soldiers pose as news crew to kidnap student leader from West Bank University.
Yep.
Israel, deliberate, carefully planned theft of Palestine. There's another one for you to read. Israel law, new one, aims to stop Palestinians of even having any residency on the West Bank. They're going to strip all that away. Netanyahu says he may call early general elections. Netanyahu refers to Nutty Nikki as Hurricane Haley. I mean, it gets funnier all the time. So, yeah, no.
Well, can you imagine this jerk? Can you imagine? Hey, Chucky, shove it, man. Don't you tell me what I have to believe in, Palestinian or not. You don't believe in the Torah. Oh, everybody got to believe in what you believe in, jerk. You want to believe in it, believe in it.
Right.
You don't tell me what to believe in.
No.
You know, I was raised Catholic. I don't believe in your Torah. Could you handle that? I'm not telling you you got to believe in what I believe in. But
no.
We could say that because, you know, we're the chosen people.
Right. 0.00.37% of the world population. And they're telling us we really have to believe in their Torah.
This is what he says. Yeah. The Palestinians don't believe in the Torah when it says it's our land. When did they write this thing? I mean, they just found, what did they find, a jaw? They just found a jaw in Jerusalem that goes back 194,000 years ago.
Right.
I think that came a little bit before the Torah. Chucky boy, little low-life jerk, little moron, come over here and look me up and I'll call you that to your face when you shove garbage like that down my throat.
These people are just incredible.
This country's a bunch of cowards. This is the coward country of America. Look what just happened in Italy. They threw out the, quote, establishment. Oh, how dare they? How dare anybody throw out the establishment? They're protectionists. God forbid you should protect yourself. Oh, no, we'll protect you. We're the Eurozone. You don't protect. That's what I said. This country's a bunch of cowards. The people can't protect themselves. You go on the airplanes, you got the TSA protecting you. You got cops in school protecting you. Nobody can protect themselves in this country. It's a little country of cowards, and we got a bunch of freaks running the show. You can name the names, Pelosi, Feinstein, little Paulie Ryan, McConnell, Lindsey come out of the closet, Graham, John Insane McCain, little Chucky Schumer, Gillibrand, one clown after another. Don't forget to vote, everybody. Oh, and if you don't vote, then you get what you deserve. Grow up. If you vote, you vote what you got, you deserve.
95% on average returned every 2 years, Gerald, to the Congress to continue to serve the people. Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
This country, I'm telling you. You know, they just did a study. They just, as a matter of fact, the commandant of the Marines just came out. And he said that only 30% of the people that apply to the military, not only the Marines, are fit to serve.
Try to enlist, in other words. So no, they're only, yeah, they're, no, only they're, one they're, third, they're, not they're even a third.
Yeah. The other 70% is so out of shape. They're too fat to fight.
The Pillsbury Doughboy Division. I got it.
There
wow.
you go.
Wow.
70% too fat to fight.
The waddling U.S. Army. They don't run anymore, folks. They waddle. And if they fall down, they'll roll just as effectively. God.
This country, they've lost their dignity, their morality, their grace. And like you said, little Nikki Insane Haley, you listen to this woman talking. Who is this jerk?
Nutty Nikki. Yeah. Well, of course, Bibi calls her Hurricane Haley now.
Yeah, Hurricane Haley.
Yeah. Well, all that you say and more, too true. It's wow. Look for war. Netanyahu's not going to go
That's
away.
That's what that I say. When all else fails, they take you to war.
Always.
And this guy is a mass murderer. You know, look what he's done.
Yeah.
Look what they've done to the Palestinians.
Yeah. Yeah. They,
look at this. There's no justice.
Oh, no. Never. Not going to happen. The game is...
Here's the quote, by the way. Marine Corps commander, less than 30% of young men and women qualified to join military. Quote, so I think we're all aware that, you know, in this nation, I mean, it's a strategic issue that less than 30% of the young men and women of our nation are qualified to join the military, either because of physical, mental, or moral issues.
Moral issues. This is really beyond a disgrace. It's a measurement of how far our society, culture, way of life has been taken down. Oh, God, has it ever.
You know, you look at those photos like a World War II and the guys were waiting online. Everybody's in shape, you know. It's like, and now you go, it's like, you know, like, well, you know, like they say that pigs can't fly. You've heard that expression. Yeah, go to the airport.
Oh, those TSA people are...
pigs are flying. Look at the way the people dress. Look at the way they show up. Look at the way they act.
No, thanks. I don't go. I don't.
Yeah, I don't
can't.
Either. I stopped traveling.
It's disgusting.
I stopped
Probably
traveling.
Some of the few people in the military I've seen are allegedly gang members. They stay pretty thin. I don't know why, but they're not big and fat. Anyhow, we have so many problems in this country. I don't even know where to start. I do this all the time, Gerald, and just it overwhelms me. From A to Z,
me too.
From every angle, we are in decline. I don't know anything I can point to that shows that we are moving forward. They talk about Trump's tariffs. All right, 300 jobs were created at some aluminum factory. And that's nice. Good for those people. 300 jobs. We got 105 million out of work. Yeah, I know it's a step in the right direction. That's good. Okay. Even the Democrats are praising Trump. Fine. It took him over a year to do this. Why, I don't know. But we do have tariffs now that are going to cause a trade war with China and probably Europe. Trump's going to put a tariff on the European automobile export business. I don't know. How does it look to you?
Well, I'm all in favor of renegotiating the trade deals. Oh, let me just read you for this. This is the whole Chuckie Schumer thing.
Oh, please.
Now, let me tell you why, my view, why we don't have peace. Because the fact of the matter is that too many Palestinians and too many Arabs do not want any Jewish state in the Middle East. The view of Palestinians is simple. The Europeans treated the Jews badly, culminating in the Holocaust, and they gave them our land as compensation. Of course, we say it's our land. The Torah says it, but they don't believe in the Torah. So, that's the reason there is not peace.
Wow. Wow. Upside down, backwards, black is white, inside is out. Man, does that guy know how to spew it? Those AIPAC things are really, they should be must-watching by anybody with a brain. It's really disgusting.
Could you believe this?
No, I don't. I mean, I really don't. The arrogance of these people is astonishing.
The Torah says it, but they don't believe it.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to, you piece of garbage? If you believe in your Torah, fine. But don't tell me I have to believe in what you believe in. What are there, 300? There are over 300 religions in America?
Right. No, but you got to pick the right one, Gerald.
You got to pick the right one.
Yeah,
the chosen
right.
One.
There's only, you got heads I win. It's one of those heads I win, tails you lose. Look, there's only one religion that counts here, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard it elucidated perfectly by Chuckie Schumer. You believe in the Torah or you're out.
Yep.
Wow.
So going back to the trade, we need to redo the trade agreements. And when you look at the
absolutely.
All of them. Yeah. And when Bill Clinton, another little piece of garbage, slick Willie Slimer, I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I smoked, but I didn't inhale Clinton.
He redefined sex, among other things. What a
That's
wonderful
right.
man.
Anyway, he promised 200,000 jobs are created in manufacturing. We've lost over 850,000.
Right, right. Well, we got 300 back, Gerald, so far.
300 jobs, yeah, but I just can't.
Right. Oh, God. Hold on a minute. We have to take a break. We'll come right back. The Master of Trends, Gerald Celente, is right here, and we'll be back with all of you in just a minute. Okay, and welcome back. And I want to just, I don't want to belabor this, but I think it's really important. It has been said, we've talked about this, but I want to repeat it. Kim had a father who understood. His father understood. And when we all watched, the world watched, what was done to Muammar Gaddafi, on orders of Hillary Clinton, by the way, Kim will never forget that. I cannot imagine him giving up his nuclear weapons and rockets. I just can't. And in a real world, what's to keep Vladimir Putin from simply issuing a couple of sentences saying we will stand behind North Korea's independence and its right to chart its own course on this planet technologically and for its own national defense. That's all it would take. And then it's over. Chinese could say the same thing. There are a lot of things going on we will never know about. Behind closed doors, plots, they're war gaming with their supercomputers. They've done this for months and months now, maybe a year, maybe 2 years. It's been going on for a long time. But I want to go on record again as I hope Kim, I don't see him falling for any of this. I hope he stands his ground with respect and says, Mr. President, I really appreciate meeting with you, blah, blah, blah. North Korea, after what you did to us in 1952-53, will never give up its nuclear weapons or its right to self-defense. Stand on it. That would be a coup. I hope it happens. Sounds simplistic, but we're looking at a situation here that is really almost imponderable. It's got so many different facets to it.
Yeah. Again, you know, the United States really, you know, what are they going to do? I mean, they're not going to attack North Korea. It's just not going to happen.
No. 40% of the people in South Korea live in Seoul. Something like that. It's huge.
Yeah, so I said there's 24 million people in the Seoul metropolitan area.
Right. And they got 22,000 long tube artillery, Kim does, many of them in caves, ready to roll out fire and roll back in the caves. It would take a couple weeks to get rid of all those.
I don't see it.
No.
Before you're talking about the crazy people running the show. And by the way, Netanyahu, you could go on YouTube and you could see him before our Congress back in 2000.
Oh, God, I know.
Warning about Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
And how dangerous he was and on and on. So it's not only Hillary Clinton and Netanyahu as well and many others. You know, in Italy, of course, they had the election with the League leg of winning up there and five-star movement winning basically, you know, south of Rome. And the people are disgusted with what's going on over there. You have youth unemployment around 30%. The banks are in terrible trouble. The overall unemployment's hovering around 12%.
How about the Muslim migrants?
Go back to 2011 when it all began, when they got rid of Gaddafi. And Gaddafi, as you well know, warned that this would happen.
In black and white, he sure
did. So nobody talks about that, though. That's forgotten.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is a quote by another sick person who they pump up to be somebody that's an intellectual when she is as sick and perverse and warmonger as the most ruthless person on earth.
You mean the Denny's waitress, the neocon Denny's waitress? Nettie
Samantha
Nikki?
Power.
Oh, Sam Power. There's another one.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm tired of people with this garbage that if only women were in charge.
Oh.
You know, good and evil comes in all races, creeds, colors, and genders. Save your garbage for somebody else. And I will prove it by this statement. Italy joins long list of elections influenced by Russia. Sputnik will do what Sputnik does. The question is, what are our democracies doing about it? Will voters repudiate candidates who seek to benefit from Russian interference? That is six Samantha Power's statement regarding the Italian election in El País, the Spanish newspaper. That this person is quoted is as sick as little Chucky Schumer.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like the Russians were responsible for what happened in Italy.
Wow.
And this is the propaganda, and people believe this crap. You know, as I look back, you know, again,
they don't believe anything they're told anymore, Gerald. Most people, they stare, and it goes in.
The Cold War is as Cold War now. You know, they had us hiding under desks as kids. That if a nuclear bomb went off, you're hiding under your desk?
It's the truth. That Gerald's not joking for you younger people. And most people under 50 don't remember this.
And then what they did when you got too big to go under the desk, they had you in the hallway putting your hands behind your head.
That's true.
And they had adults doing this. So the same moronic adults that ingrain propaganda into children's heads in school are the same ones that are doing it now. And I have people that I know that are intelligent people, and they believe every ounce of Russian propaganda that they're getting. And it's spewing out of the mouth of garbage like Samantha Power, Hillary Clinton, and Susan Rice, who started America and got us into the Libyan war. These are the three witches of Macbeth that started America into the Libyan war. Those are facts.
I don't argue. I never argue. Susan Rice is another one. I think it's Susan Rice is living in the Obama mansion 2 miles from the White House. I don't think it's
what
Power.
What a bunch of disgusting human beings.
They're all still at it.
Yep.
Oh, they got
blaming the Italian election
on the Russians.
On the Russians.
See, this whole let me say this. Let me please say this to all of you. Every bit of the anti-Russian crap that you see spewed by the mainstream Zionist media is all fabricated. All of it.
Not one shred of evidence.
No. I cannot believe the integrity of Vladimir Putin, the greatest statesman of our time, in my view, how he can stand up to this crap. And they are constantly offending, abusing, insulting, demeaning, smearing him and Russia, and prodding Russia and poking them. Now in Ukraine, watch out for Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out.
Down the tubes. They can't pay their bills. The IMF wants them to set up a court for corruption. They refuse to do it.
Yeah, well, here's the big deal. Vladimir Putin has said, in no uncertain terms, if Donbass is invaded by the Kiev army, Porky's pigs, he will come in and stop it. He will not allow the Russian-speaking peoples of the eastern Ukraine to be destroyed and slaughtered. He won't. So, that, in other words, the point is, they can provoke Putin to having full military involvement in Ukraine in a day. It would be that easy. They got 125,000 troops from Kiev's army lined up at the demarcation line, which is like 5 miles from Donetsk, and they could order them to move forward at any time. Only 35,000 defenders. Okay, so it would be a slaughter in the beginning, although they'll fight tough, the people in Donbass. But the Russians will come in and watch the Western media go berserk. Russians invade Ukraine. You can see it now. This is all in they've got scenarios for all of these things already worked out in all the liberal left-wing media outlets. And Putin will be, they could bring him in there at any time, force him. He'll come in. He said it. And I believe the man. So we'll see. They're pushing the bear. They're poking the bear all the time in Syria. Oh, and you got
look
the...
Look what they've done. And that's the other propaganda. They show what's going on. Look what the Russians and Syrians are doing. That eastern Syrian city was a Ghouta.
Ghouta.
Yeah. And, what about Mosul? Hey, how about Fallujah? I forgot about Raqqa.
Don't forget, Mad Dog Mattis is the one who annihilated Fallujah.
Right.
Annihilated it.
How many people are the Saudis slaughtering every day in Yemen? Oh, that's not news at all. And with bombs supplied and intelligence by the United States.
Well,
that's never reported, but they do the propaganda on the other thing. We don't have a lot of time left. There's only a couple of things you asked me that I want to get to. On trade, the United States is running, according to David Stockman, who was Reagan's budget director.
Mm-hmm.
This is his quote. The fact is, you do not get an $810 billion trade deficit and a 66% ratio of exports to imports as the United States did in 2017 on a level playing field. And most especially, an honest free market would never generate an unbroken and deepening string of trade deficits over the last 43 years running, which accumulate to a staggering sum of $15 trillion.
Wow.
So here's the deal. I mentioned slimy, slick Willie Clinton, the low-life piece of garbage, who gave us the Yugoslav War, slaughtered people every day in Iraq. That Bill Clinton. So he also did the deal to get China into the World Trade Organization.
Yes, he did.
And it was signed under that other war criminal, George Bush, 2 weeks after 9/11, when no one was paying any attention.
That's how they do it.
Since China joined the World Trade Organization, we lost 3.2 million manufacturing jobs.
Wow.
When the other arrogant liar, Obama, did the deal with South Korea, we lost 75,000 jobs in that short amount of time to manufacturing. These are not trade deals. These are deals that enrich the multinationals. That's all this is. They get their products made over in slave labor countries, like China was for a very long time, and other countries. And remember, Obama wanted to put us into the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was not really a trade deal at all. It gave multinationals legal rights over every nation.
It doesn't matter who's in the White House, okay, friends? It's the same stuff. Go ahead.
So going back to this, these aren't trade deals. Look at the facts. Our standard of living is continuing to decline. 78% of the people living paycheck to paycheck. And they put out this moronic crap. Well, if they have tariffs on you, your can of beer is going to go up a half a cent. Okay, you want to go to dollar stores for the rest of your life, or you want to go to middle-class retail stores? So if you make more, you spend more. Can you get that in your head, anybody out there? But no, the entire media is anti-protectionism. We have no right to protect ourselves in a globalized slave landia. We should all bow down and love the Jeff Bezos, who's worth over $110 billion, that if you work for him at a full-time job, you'll make $19,000 a year.
Is that what it is now? Wow.
That's what it comes out to.
Wow.
And they give this guy a tax break of $7 billion to open up a slave camp in a city or state near you. This isn't capitalism, it's fascism. It's the merger of state
it's
and corporate
powers. It's all been politicized.
And it's not a tax break. They're taking the money from we the little people to give to them. It's not a tax break. You're taking our money and giving it to him.
That's exactly right. What'd you make of Gary Cohn quitting?
Oh, Gary Cohn, that's another one. Oh, big
former
deal.
CEO and president of Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, president of, they call him a centrist.
Yeah. Oh, please.
I swear to God, that's what they put in the paper.
I missed
a centrist.
That one.
A centrist. The head of the Goldman, president of the Goldman Sachs gang. Oh, how sad it is that he left. Oh, this is after he left, by the way. He was one of the guys that crafted that wonderful tax bill for Trump where, what is it? The 1% get 83% of the benefits.
Something like that.
And anybody could go to the Tax Policy Center and all the other non-aligned groups, mm-hmm. and those are the numbers. Between 80 and 82% of all of the tax breaks go to the 1%. 83% go to the 1%.
Okay, question for you. When the market takes a couple of stumbles and declines, a chunk in a day or two, and all these people come out of the woodwork and start saying, we're going into a crash. It's going to get far worse. This is just the beginning. And the market with the PPT corrects itself. It was just a little pump and dump. That's all it was. Why do these people freak out like that? It's part of the game? It must
be. Part of the game.
Got to be. I mean, how do you see the market?
Well, again, they can't take a rise in interest rates. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing home sales go down. You're seeing new auto sales go down.
Right.
The whole thing
right.
is a scam with zero and negative interest rate policy and quantitative easing.
Mm-hmm.
So when interest rates go up, the market goes down. It's the market won't crash because what Trump did and Cohen by giving the tax breaks to the big corporations and letting them bring back the money overseas at very low tax rates. The money's going into stock buybacks. Stock buybacks right now, already since the tax break, are at a record high. So the stock market is a very different market than Main Street. You have between, depending on whose numbers you look at, between 85 and 90% of the stock are owned by the 10%. They own on average $350,000 in shares. The rest of the stock are owned by we the little people on an average, the other 10%, of around $15,000.
There are a lot of foreign investors in the market, too. I don't know what the percentage is, but a lot of foreigners.
But that's what's keeping the markets up.
Uh-huh.
But they, even at that, they can't take interest rate rises.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had a fun story the other day. I think it was somewhere in New York, and I wish I knew which district it was. But they're having to slash prices on their storefront real estate to get people in there.
Oh, no, in New York, in Soho, the area in New York, the hot area, your rentals are down 18%. They dropped the prices 18%.
Should have been half. Let's get people back in those stores.
Well, 18%. Again, but they're owned by the big people that don't. So that's everything has been, they did away with the Robinson-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, all these laws that were put in place so America would be the land of opportunity.
Nobody even knows what antitrust is anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So now the big zone everything. The other thing that's driving up the markets with all the cheap money is merger and acquisition activity. Go to the papers every day, go to the financial sections, and you'll see 52 billion, 23 billion, 18 billion.
If you want to see, ladies and gentlemen, the biggest example, the most obvious example of merger and acquisition and lack of antitrust laws, look at the mainstream media. Six corporations own 95% of it now.
That's it.
All right. In the old days, you could go into any big city and there'd be 3-4 newspapers, 15-20 TV stations, God knows how many radio stations, AM and FM. And most of them would be owned by different people.
Yep.
Different philosophy, different ability to get clear information from some and different viewpoints. All gone. All gone.
Yep.
Merger and acquisition. All gone.
And the other
we
thing,
lose.
Too, was that if you let's say you were going to open up a shop and you wanted to get dishware. And you went to the dishware company and said, I want 8 dozen of these, 12 dozen of those, 15 dozen of these.
Right.
And you go in, you're going to open the biggest shop, and you say, I want 600 dozen of these, 800 dozen of these, and 1,200 dozen of those. Who gets the better price?
Right, yeah.
You know, the old days was everybody gets the same price.
Yeah, they had to work for it. They had to bargain. Look,
you all got the same price.
It was wonderful.
And that was done under the, right, and they did away with those laws.
Yeah.
Did
they do away with them or just quit enforcing them?
Well, yeah, what difference does it make?
Yeah,
and it's the same thing with Jimmy Carter. He's the guy that started the whole banking bonanza. Mm-hmm. Banks weren't allowed to go interstate. If you had a bank in California, it stayed in the boundaries
of California. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That was Carter.
And he did away with the usury laws, too.
Yeah.
And he did away with the air, he deregulated the airlines. When I was a young guy flying back in, I hit the top pretty big in the business world. I was flying first class at 25 years old.
Uh-huh.
There were 150 airlines.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sir, would you like lobster thermidor? They roll out a roast if they carve a roast in front of you.
Wow.
And now you got what? 2 airlines own everything.
That's it.
And they give you a lousy, stinking, rotten service.
Oh, the food's... I hear... I don't fly anymore. I quit flying.
I don't either. I'm telling you.
Yeah. No, I don't fly. I hear it's horrible, though. Very unpleasant. Put it mildly. All right. We got just 1 or 2 minutes left here. Let's look ahead. We got midterms coming up in the fall. And God help us all if the sheep vote again.
Midterm.
I'm not sure if it's the sheep even voting Gerald anymore.
Why vote?
Why vote?
What do you got to be?
It's all rigged.
If you don't vote, then you get what you deserve. No, if you vote, you got what you deserve.
It's all rigged.
Look what you got.
Yeah.
Look what you get. If you have a local election and the people that you believe in, vote for them. But if you have somebody...
I think even the locals are corrupt now. I think this vote fraud has gone all the way down. I think it's at the bottom all the way up.
Yeah, again, the people that want to run for politics, a lot of them have an ego going on.
Remember what my father said, anyone who seeks public office should be barred from holding it.
Yep. And what's the quote by Eisenhower? Anyone seeking the presidency is either like crazy or insane or something like that.
Yeah, that's another good quote from him.
Yeah.
Okay, let's remind people how to get hold of the Trends Journal.
Oh, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. And you've been getting our trend alerts, and we've been calling these shots on the stock
you
market
have
and
been.
The economy.
Oh, yeah. As always. The next issue is coming out when?
We got a big surprise coming. We're going to be getting it soon. You're going to get a lot more Trends Journals.
More?
Yep.
Well, it's quarterly now.
Well, it's going to be more than that.
Oh. Well, this is interesting. If you haven't seen the journal, it is without question. I'm going to say this, Gerald, because I'm not blowing smoke at you. I think it's as fine a magazine as exists in America today. Because of the diversity, the honesty, the integrity, no advertising. And if you folks have not seen the Trends Journal, you are missing real journalism, real reporting. It's what Time Magazine might have been once, but it is now. And if you've looked at Time lately, you want to puke. But subscribe to the Trends Journal. When is this big announcement? You've kind of...
It's going to be about 2 weeks.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yep.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, and again, it's not only the Trends Journal. You get trend alerts. You get trends monthlies. You get
trends on the news broadcasts. You're on video every night, right?
Four nights a week, yeah.
Now, see, that would be... I wish I had time to sit back and watch you. That would be fun. You must have fun doing those things. I've seen a few clips you do.
Well, they're a lot of work, you know.
Oh, God, do I.
Yeah.
Good
you
job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gerald, thank you. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Talk soon.
All right, bye.
Okay, good night. Gerald Celente, and we will be back with hour number two in just a few minutes. Hang on.